Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Ed Finn and Sarah Slattery are back in studio. They look like leprechauns today. How are you, lads? How are you?
Great. I just had a lovely shamrock sandwich for my breakfast.
Do McDonald's still do the? Do you remember they used to do the green milkshake for Paddy's Day?
They do, yeah. They still do them. And does Brennan's have a special bread out as well this weekend for your bacon
just
sandwich?
Just a special wrapper, really.
No.
They do, yeah. It's wrapped in green with shamrock on it.
Believe it or not. Green bread, though, let's be honest.
No, the bread isn't green. Unless you leave it out for about 2 weeks. But no, it's the wrapping. It's a special wrapping. I saw it yesterday in Aldi. Yeah.
Okay, right. We want to talk today about alternative city break destinations. I think we all know the normal ones that people go on.
Yeah.
We've got some different ones today.
Absolutely. Sarah, what's your first one?
Matera is where I'm going to talk about.
Matera, where's that?
I know loads of people don't know about it. I've been kind of talking about it for a few years. Maybe the word will finally get out.
Come on, the big reveal.
It's in the south of Italy. It's a lot of people think it's in Puglia, but it's actually in a little province called Basilicata, which is right next to Puglia. You may remember it from the opening scene of James Bond, No Time to Die. Remember when he comes over? It actually looks fake. It looks kind of like a photoshopped city in the movie, but it's actually exactly what it looks like. That is what it is. It's a remarkable story, actually. It's one of the oldest continually inhabited settlements in the world after Aleppo and Jericho. It's over 9,000 years old. But up to 70 years ago, it was kind of classed as the shame of Italy. It was like disease ridden. There was no electricity. It was really, really bad. And then in 1953, the government decided, right, let's do something here. They moved everybody out into the new Matera town and they regenerated the old city. And it's now a UNESCO World Heritage Site. You can't drive inside the town. It's basically all cool hotels that are built inside the caves and inside. I can't go on about it enough. It really, really is spectacular.
Hang on, Sarah. You can't drive. Can taxis and that and buses go in?
No, only in the new town. The old town, or what's called a sassi, which is the literal translation, I think, is stones. It's literally like piled stones and caves all on top of each other.
Yeah.
And it's exactly the way it looked thousands of years ago. Bar now, of course, you've got these cool boutique hotels, but they all have to be built within the cave. So like your bedroom, you could be in a cave, your bathroom. There's no modern hotels, but it's like boutique little shops and galleries and all mixed in with this kind of stone.
Yeah, it sounds a bit
city.
Like the Cinque Terre or something.
Yeah, it genuinely is incredible. And I honestly think it's somewhere everybody should visit. I was totally blown away by it. And as I said, if you look at that opening scene in No Time to Die, you'll kind of get a better picture of it. But you can fly into Bari, Ryanair fly into Bari, and it's about a 40-minute drive, I think, from there. But again, you'll have to park outside the town, like, if you want to go in. Or I'm sure there's public transport as well. But it's a really handy if somebody wanted to visit Puglia as well, because Aer Lingus fly to Brindisi this year. So it's a nice way you could go into Bari out of Brindisi and see a lot of Puglia when you're there as well. I think it's one of the best places that I've been to, and you're certainly the most unique in Europe, and I would highly recommend it.
And give me the name of that again.
Matera.
Okay.
Beautiful. Sounds amazing. Now, I discovered recently a fabulous city in Switzerland called Basel. Now, Basel, Trina, I suppose, is right on the border with France and Germany, and it's northern Switzerland. We've direct flights with Ryanair from here, which are from €29. That's kind of why I went there a few months ago for the first time. And Switzerland would be kind of seen to be kind of expensive by a lot of people, but Basel is kind of not really the same. I would say it's a little bit different. It's Swiss, but it's different, and it's not that expensive. But it's a beautiful place, which is on the Rhine. It is famous for its art scene and its beautiful kind of bohemian lifestyle. So you have 40 museums there, right? I went to one of them, the Baylor Institute Foundation, which is the number one visited art gallery in Switzerland. You're talking about your Picassos, your Degas, your Rogel, all of the beautiful masters were there. Now, they have the Kunstmuseum as well, which is in the centre, which is three beautiful buildings, and it's just absolutely stunning. But what's really nice about it, when you go there, I mean, I got an apartment for two nights for £150 for two nights. Beautiful, really luxurious apartment.
Was that Airbnb?
It was Vision Apartments, actually. It was on booking.com. Now, when you book anything, an apartment or a hotel, you get a Basel card free, which gives you free transport for your whole stay on all the trams, trains, everything. and 50% off museum.
That's brilliant, isn't
like,
it?
It's really good. When you're on the bus, there's a bus, the number 50 bus from the airport, which takes you into town, right to the train station. That's free. I wasn't even asked, but your hotel reservation is proof that you've booked, so you don't have to pay anything. So that's very interesting. Now, what's really good about it as well, you can swim in the Rhine. Now, coming into springtime, they do all these restaurants along the river. Spring is what called buvettes. So they open up all these open air restaurants and they all go along the river. And you're sitting there, open air, music playing, and they're kind of unique. And there are people then swimming in the Rhine because the Rhine is really clean now. They've cleaned it all up.
I was just going to say, are you sitting there having your dinner and beside a smelly river?
No.
But it's not smelly.
Yeah, gorgeous, yeah. And they have four ferries as well because, you know, trips on the Rhine are famous. But they've got these ferries that go across the river on cables. They don't, there's no engines. They're little kind of boats. And the cable, the current pulls the boat across the river. So
right,
it's like you're crossing €2. The locals use them just for going over and back.
It's like in Disneyland, the way the boat is on the track.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, I mean, there's great history here because we all know about Erasmus from our history. You know, the famous Erasmus, the humanist, and, you know, the Reformation and all that. This was a whole area for that. It was all very Catholic. And then it was huge for the Reformation. They have a week carnival there, which was just on now. The whole city turns into a carnival. And it's the Monday after Ash Wednesday. I would say to anyone, if you wanted to do something brilliant, book it for next year because it's just phenomenal. Everyone dresses up in these massive costumes. The whole place goes mad for a week and very, very nice. Like, it's way cheaper than the Venice Carnival or whatever, you know, but I didn't even know about it until I was there.
Yeah.
And it was really, really good. The food scene is really great there as well. And from there, you go on trips like Mulhouse, or it's pronounced Mulhouse, by the way. I was pulled up on that recently. Beautiful little town, Colmar. Strasbourg is only a short train ride away. And you've got Freiburg, which is the German Black Forest, which is, again, just literally a short hop. They're all like near each other. So if you wanted to base yourself there, there's loads of lovely places you can go as well.
How long, Ed, is the flight to Switzerland?
To Basel, it's 1 hour, 45 minutes.
Gee, that's nothing.
Yeah, really good. And as you said, it was 29 one way and 40 the other way. And it was just great. But what I love about it as well, they have beautiful coffee shops, amazing bookshops, theatres. The theatre there, the opera, was voted twice the most beautiful and best opera house in Switzerland. So, you know, it's not stuffy at all. It's very relaxed. And I just loved it. That kind of halcyon kind of, if you're a culture vulture, you'll love it. But by the way, amazing nightlife, great nightclubs, great crack there as well.
Yeah.
Music. There's a huge electronic music scene there and everyone cycles everywhere. You can get bikes and you can cycle all over the place. It's really cool.
Would it be a romantic kind of a getaway break?
Yeah. I was on my own, but I was still feeling romantic, Trina. It absolutely. I mean, it ticks all those boxes.
But actually, as you say, it's probably somewhere that'd be great for someone travelling solo as well then.
Oh yeah, because you've just so much to do and to see and do there, you know. And again, the same guy who designed the Pompidou, you know, the Georges Pompidou Centre in Paris, you know, those spiralling fountains and all that. There's fountains there as well that he designed. And the Guggenheim in Bilbao, the famous Guggenheim designed by Franco Gehry. There's a Novartis campus. It's a huge area for pharmaceuticals, by the way. Novartis have a huge campus there. And they had Franco Gehry design a Guggenheim type building in the campus, which everyone can go and see. And that is stunning. Absolutely beautiful.
Lovely.
And the whole place turns, like the place I spent, the Bellerin, the foundation earlier, they have the most gorgeous gardens. And that whole outdoor area turns into a big open air art museum in the summer. So you're talking kind of really cool, relaxed, arty farty carry on. So I loved it though.
Okay, so Matera and Basel.
Yeah.
And the final alternative city break destination we're looking at today. I know both of you have been here and you rave about it, Malaga.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, again, you know, people have said it for years, you know, most of Irish people fly into Malaga and they go down to Fuengirola, down to Benalmadena, or up to, you know, up the coast again. But it's a fabulous city in its own right, you know. I mean, what I loved about Malaga when I discovered it was it's just a beautiful place. It's got amazing culture. The Picasso Museum is there again, which is where Picasso was born. He lived there until he was 14. The whole history of that is there as well. Beautiful. The cathedral is one of the best in Spain. That's absolutely magnificent cathedral. And then, of course, you've got the tapas. Like, now, the tapas tours that you can do there. There's a great little company called WeLoveMalaga.com. There's a guy, Richard, there, and he does these tours kind of basic tour, and then you have a gourmet tapas tour, and they're brilliant. Again, the prices, you know, €3 and €4 for a glass of wine and a little tapas.
Yeah.
So it's just...
So basically what you're saying, it's cheaper to go on a night out, get the plane to Malaga than to go out in Dublin.
Yeah absolutely. And you've beaches there. You've the two beautiful beaches there as well. And from there, you can do loads of lovely tours. You know, you can go on little active holidays. I did a great tour where I went up into the mountains. It was like €52. They pick you up from the hotel. You go up to the mountain and you see all these amazing kind of like tropical forests. And there's loads of different things. Andalusia has a lot to offer there from Malaga. But like as a base, it's a great spot.
Okay.
But the city itself is just it's a place you'd live in if you went, you know, you'd say, I'd live here, no problem.
Yeah. Sarah, your highlights of Malaga. What are the things that really make you go, oh, I love this place?
I mean, there's so many things. I suppose, again, I was really surprised because we've been to the Costa del Sol so many times and just never went in. It's actually Spain's sixth largest city, but it kind of has a real kind of small town feel. That's what I liked about it. Everything is walkable in the centre. All the city centre, that the streets are tiled. Like, it's actually really pretty. And then there's a nice kind of walkway all down at the marina as well. Great for shopping, great for culture, as Ed said, the cathedral. And the Alcazaba is fabulous as well. It's kind of a smaller version of the Alhambra in Granada, that kind of thing. That's definitely worth visiting. Like that, because there's so many flights going to Malaga and from all our airports, of course, as well, from Shannon, and we always go on about Dublin, but Shannon and Knock and Cork. Like, there's flights in April, I found yesterday, for €62 return. And they're out early in the morning, they're back late at night. So you could get a 3-night, 4-day break for like €200.
You're getting the full day.
And you have that, it's that perfect short break where you have the city or you have the beach. You can do either. The train line goes down into Torremolinos if you want to go down to the beach. There's also a small little beach area in Malaga City. So it has the perfect mix if you're a culture vulture like Ed. There's 30 museums there. And then, of course, one of the big things we did when we went, one of my favourite things was the Caminito del Rey, which is that incredible walk. It's about an hour from Malaga City. But I think anyone, whether you're going to Malaga, whether you're going to anywhere in the Costa del Sol, it's a must do. It's this cliff path walk. It's only about 2.5 hours long. You don't have to be incredibly fit to do it. You wouldn't want to be afraid of heights, but it's not particularly scary. But the scenery is
incredible.
The gorges, the canyons, the spectacular. Every time anyone who's come back, they message me on Instagram to say, oh my God, that was just incredible. And it's a cheap, brilliant thing to do. Get away from the city or get away from the beach. That was one of my
if you want to do like an easy way, that company that I did the Saltillo Gorge and White Village, Malaga Activa Tours, they pick you up from your hotel. They do your whole day for you, bring you back, and it's only €65 if you want to do, you know, a bit of a relaxed, more luxury job. We did it ourselves because the train is only €6 to go to El Choro. But they do great ones. And they do the tropical hike that I spoke about there, the Paradise Beach and snorkeling, €45 for the full day. Yeah. It's really just a great... People just don't think you can do these things down there at all. And you're
Planning's key,
it's like Costa Rica, Trina. Yeah.
And Sarah, you got a great bargain.
I did. Just to go a bit off topic, but our Lingus USA sale is on at the moment and there's €100 off per person. What's brilliant about it though, it's July, August. You never see these sales in July. Like, it's literally from April to September.
Yeah, the 1st of April to the 30th of September.
And it's just on this week. But I've a wedding in the States in July. I priced the flights. They were €850 in January. I actually saved a fortune. Like, I saved the €100 off each and they were €50 per person cheaper. So definitely if anybody's looking at the States, check it out. You got a good deal too, Ed.
I did, the same to Boss, and that's up, that'll be ending on the 18th of March. And if you want to treat yourself, it's €200 off the business class flights, Trina. So you can have a look at that.
One of these days. Okay. All right. So there you have it. Some alternative city breaks. We looked at Matera, Basel, and Malaga. Thanks, guys.
Thanks a million. Thanks, happy St. Patrick's Day, Trina.
Be gar, be gosh.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.